Hey everybody, Jason here. Before I get on with the show today, I do have to admit it's being broadcast on December 7th. And December 7th, of course, as President Franklin D. Roosevelt proclaimed, was a date which will live in infamy. December 7th, 1941 is when the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor at 8 a.m. local time. That attack resulted in the death of 2,403 Americans, and then another 1,178 were wounded. And of course, that launched us officially, or got us officially into the war. You can argue how neutral a party the United States was before that, but officially we were neutral prior to that attack on Pearl Harbor in Hawaii. So I just want to take a moment out, do a moment of silence for all those that lost their lives that day, and then we'll get on with the show.
Well, pop yourself a beer or a cold libation. Let me tell you how I wrote this little theme. I went and took a call from Brother Jason, and he tells me that he has a little dream. He says he needs a backwards intro to begin his podcast, and I ask him, what you got? He said, I'll start off with some talking and some moody clips of popcorn fighting, fantasy explorations and some groundless exploitation. Kickstarts that I'm watching and some blind unboxing, school month or a movie marathon. Sometimes I let the dogs come on, contest and of course you know it's all about games. I said, slow down, let's just start with the name. It's the Nerds RPG Variety with the other Jason.
Welcome back to Nerds RPG Variety Cast. I'm your host, Jason. Today, I have a shorter show for you, but it's jam-packed with goodness. And then, this is actually the only show you're getting this week. Next week, we'll start off with System Sunday, and then hopefully have the regular two episodes. I've just got a kind of crazy schedule this week. But let's talk about a couple things before we break into the mailbag. December plans. So I'm not going to do a contest this month. Normally I do a contest. This month I'm not going to do it. I just have too much going on, and with the situation with trying to, you know, Christmas and trying to get to the post office to mail things and all that, it's just a pain in the butt. So I'm just not going to do it. But I am going to have a contest in January, and the plan, I was going to do it this month, of sending zines out and, you know, trying to get rid of some of the things I have cluttered up around the house, including all these brand new unread zines. I will do that in January, so stay tuned for that. But I'm still going to do a theme month this month. We're going to do Deception December for espionage kind of theme and talk about spy movies and spy RPGs. And I've lined up a number of different people in the podcast sphere to come on and talk about their favorite spy movie or spy RPG or both. And the first person to do that is going to be Joe Richter here on the show today. I also am going to, in 2023, next year, do the Year of Pun. So Albert Pun passed away this year. I did a little episode on that. One of my favorite directors, did all kinds of great things. I mean, most of his movies are B-movies, but he did a lot of interesting movies. The Sword and the Sorcerer being his first movie and arguably his best. I recently picked up and arrived in the mail today the novelization of that movie. The novelization was written by Norman Winsky, although it was based on the screenplay by Tom Karnowski, John Stockmeyer, and Albert Pun. So I look forward to reading this. The Sword and the Sorcerer will be the first Pun movie covered in 2023. My plan is each month I'm going to get a guest on and we'll talk about one of Albert Pun's movies. So, I'll cover at least 12 of his movies next year, and I'm really looking forward to that. So I'll read the novelization here before that. Speaking of celebrity deaths, you all probably have heard, but Christy Alley has died. She had a battle with cancer. Get out there and get that cancer screening, folks. It's really important. And, you know, early detection is the key for this stuff. But, you know, Kirsty Louise Alley, she was born January 12th, 1951, and then she passed December 5th, 2022. I knew her best in Cheers, which they, you know, they list as her breakout role. In 82, though, she was in Star Trek. She's a lot of people like that, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. In 84, she was in Runaway with Tom Selleck and Gene Simmons, a kind of futuristic thriller. And she did movies and acting throughout her entire career from the 80s on to, you know, when she passed. I mean, Look Who's Talking and all kinds of stuff. And then just this year, she was on The Masked Singer. So she stayed employed, did a lot of neat things, and she will be missed. Okay, I think I've covered all the preamble kind of stuff I want to talk about. I'm just going to get into the mailbag now, and then we'll get into the Deception December talk with Joe. So let's open up that mailbag.
Who's on the phone? Who's on the phone? Who's on the phone? Who's on the phone? Well, maybe it's your auntie or a joke by your spouse, but the operator's screaming is coming from inside the house.
Hey, Jason, this is Carl calling and trying to catch up on podcasts. Since I injured my arm, I've been like not wanting to listen to them. So I'm catching up. And right now, the ropivacaine, it seems like it's wearing off. I can move my fingers, which is really disconcerting to not be able to really want to will your fingers to move and they're not moving. It kind of sucks. But I can also feel like the soreness where they did the incision and, you know, taking the med started. I already took like the meds for that. Not that I don't know if your listeners care. You could delete this part, but maybe they want to know. I don't know. There's a lot of overlap and crosstalk. Anyway, what I meant to call you about was like Joe Salvador, I was inspired to do some noir stuff because of your noir month. And Amy and I played some Cthulhu Confidential. We played A Cable's Length from Shore, which was like a free RPG day offering a few years ago. And we had a really fun time. I found another adventure with that character in it. And then I'll read through the book and see how to make new adventures because Amy really liked that character. She got into it, did the accents that she does, and we had a good time. So, but thank you for inspiring us and reminding us that I had that game, and we did some 1v1 RPG. So maybe she'll call in to you and tell you how it went, or maybe you can talk to her about it. All right, bye.
Of course, that was Carl of the Geomologist Presents podcast. Carl, thank you so much for that call. I appreciate it. Hopefully my listeners found the details of your wrist reconstruction issues interesting. As far as Amy and Cthulhu Confidential, I have talked to Amy, and you will hear that discussion on the next Cerebrivore. This Friday's episode of Cerebrivore is entitled Cerebrivore Confidential. It includes a talk with Amy where we talk about Cthulhu Confidential, and we talk about some other gaming-related things. And then there's a second segment where I talk to Joe Richter about hard decisions as a GM. So there's a link to Cerebrivore in the show notes, but that episode is actually not coming out until this Friday. It'll be published at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on the 9th of December. But if you guys don't already listen to Cerebrivore, I highly recommend it. It's a pretty great show. There's some really great panel discussions on there. We've had a number of great ones throughout the time the show's been published. This is actually the first... Well, that's not true. There's a couple other one-on-one discussions here and there, but pretty much every episode is a panel discussion. And, you know, from the time travel panel to the horror panel to some other panels are really good. For December, we've got this one coming up today, or I'm sorry, this Friday. And then after that, there's a panel discussion where we talk about collecting RPGs. and the week following that on the 23rd, so right before Western Christmas, Che Webster of Roleplay Rescue is going to be on the show, and we're going to talk about nostalgia and recycling games. Why do we keep recycling the same properties and the same settings into our RPGs? So that's a really great discussion as well. So definitely check out Cerebrivore. Carl, again, thank you so much for that call. And now let's go to our next caller, MW, of the Worlds of MW Lewis podcast, who just happens to be the DM for the bi-weekly AD&D First Edition game that I play in.
Hey, Jason, it's MW here from the Worlds of MW Lewis, and I was just listening to your current episode where you interview Kevin Borup. And I really enjoy the conversation, and I just really think the games he's invented and makes available on itch.io, you know, Salt Heart and Spurn 2D6 and The Dungeon is Real and some of these other games he mentioned. I think it's fantastic. I know, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to ever have really a chance to play them. You never know, though. Maybe I will. I doubt it, but I just really admire the people who create games. You know, my sons and I have been, well, you might not know, but my sons and I have been trying to create a game ourselves for the last 5 years, and we're, you know, we have a sketched out board. We really should move forward with it. It's a board game, though, not an RPG, and it's not easy. It's really not easy. So I really admire it. I think I'm pretty good at coming up with adventures and stuff or storytelling, but really sitting around and thinking of games and mechanics, it just is way beyond me. And so I admire it. And even more so, I admire the interview. I think you did a really great job. And all your interviews are good, except when you get blabbermouths like me and Vic Dorso on Cerebrivore. But most of the time, you are able to really manage your interviews well, and I really admire that too. So it was a great episode, and I have been quietly catching up on a lot of pods, just not making a lot of call-ins, but I'm trying to be a little better about it. So thanks a lot, Jason. Keep up the good work.
MW, thank you so much for that call. I'm sorry we missed you in the last AD&D Friday night game. Of course, MW had his priorities kind of skewed, and he decided to go out on a date instead of running AD&D. What was he thinking? Actually, it was really great, though, because the son of one, well, actually a player who happens to be the son of one of the other players got to run the game. So what happened was MW sent his notes over to this young man and said, here, you run the next session. And he stepped up to the plate and did a great job, really great job, and very happy. So that worked out really well. And I think what's happening the next session, if I understand right, is MW is going to just come and he's just going to be a player. There's an NPC, and he's just going to take over the role of the NPC to let this young man finish running the adventure, because we only got halfway through it, which is wonderful. You know, fostering DMs is a great thing, and fostering first edition AD&D DMs is even better. So really, really appreciate that. Thank you for the kind words on the interview. Kevin was great to have on. I hope to get him on again this month to talk about espionage movies and games. Hopefully that'll work out. I probably shouldn't announce anybody until I actually have an interview in the can, but, you know, knock on wood. But, yeah, MW, thank you so much. And probably you'll hear MW's voice this month as well talking about some espionage movies. I've got one more call, and this one is actually espionage related. So I'm going to turn it over to Joe, one of the two hosts of the Decahedron RPG podcast.
Jason, this is Decahedron Joe. I'm excited about your Deception December theme, concentrating on espionage games. You haven't talked about media yet, but I'm going to bring it up because you usually do. I actually can't think of any good espionage movies that I really enjoy. I don't consider like Bond and The Bourne Identity to be espionage because it's not really state versus state actions in either one of those. La Femme Nikita, I remember being a big fan of the French version, not the Bridget Fonda version. Point of No Return, I guess that was called. And I don't know if that was really because her version was that much worse, or at the time I was just being a snob and saying, oh, the American theater is so inferior to French cinema. I don't know. I would have to watch them again to know. I find that for espionage stuff, and like I said, I like espionage to be state versus state actions. I think I like small screen productions better than large screen. And my favorite ones are the old La Femme Nikita series from the 80s or the 90s. When was that? I guess 90s it would have been. I really enjoyed that. And the Kerry Russell series, The Americans, amazing, mind-blowing. That's probably my favorite of all time. I thought it would be interesting to run a game that's sort of a more serious version of Hogan's Heroes. Take out the comedy, still keep the Nazis as the bad guys. Always Nazis always have to be bad guys. Change the background a little bit to make it a little more realistic and work. But I think that could be a killer campaign. Anyway, as always, I appreciate your show. You do great work. Thanks for everything. Bye.
And remember, folks, if you sent a call in to Jason and you haven't heard it on this episode, have no fear, it will appear.
As always, Colin Green of Spike Pit giving our message to let folks know their phone calls are not being ignored. Joe, thank you so much for that call. And just because you called that in does not exclude you from joining me as a guest. And I think this idea of espionage being primarily state versus state is worth discussing a little bit. I mean, definitely I would consider espionage is corporation versus corporation, or state versus corporation, right? Now, cops and robbers, is that espionage? Yeah, I can see where Bond, because Bond is more a cop, right? He's sent after the bad guys. And I can see where that's not really espionage per se. Now, when the not Bond character that Sean Connery plays in The Rock, with, you know, along with Nick Cage, that character, that is espionage because he was sent over here by the British government to get secrets, right? So that would definitely be a character that was espionage, although that movie's not about that espionage action. Yeah, that's interesting. That's an interesting definition. As far as the ideas that you mentioned there, yeah, I think some of those are really great shows. And I think I'll wait. I'll let you, we're going to coordinate and get Joe on the show. And so we can actually talk about these things more in depth when he appears on the show. By the way, if you don't listen to the Decahedron podcast or any of the podcasts of my callers, go check those out. They're really great podcasts. I really, really enjoy the shows of all the people that are called in today. And there's another show I enjoy, and that's Hindsightless. And I'm going to talk to the host of that show now. Joe is the host of Hindsightless. Before that, he was the GM of Wheeler Woe, which is the first ever Pathfinder 2 actual play podcast, homebrew actual play podcast. And that podcast went for a few years, and it was excretingly popular. It's still popular. They still get downloads every day. And if you want to hear a Pathfinder 2 actual play podcast, you could do a lot worse than go listen to Wheeler Woe. Highly recommend it. But he's not on the show today to talk about Wheeler Woe. He's here for a new segment. So let's listen. For my inaugural mini-me movie and game segment, I figured who better than Joe Richter to kick things off. Joe, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, man. I mean, I can think of like infinity other people who could do it better, but I appreciate being here. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. And I mean, no, Joe, I mean, I can't think of anybody better because you're enthusiastic. You have a love of some spy movies, you have a love of some spy games. So let's talk about that for a minute.
Let's talk, dude.
So spy games, what's your RPG history with the espionage genre?
Top Secret SI, that's it.
There we go.
That's the only spy game I've ever played.
Short and simple. You want to tell us about your favorite character in that game?
The favorite character, I mean, we didn't even play it all that much, but my favorite character that I can remember, and the only reason I remember it is because of this story. If I recall correctly, Top Secret SI, like a bunch of other games, you could buy flaws, right, to get more points.
Yep.
Yeah. So I remember buying this flaw of he was basically like a crazy person, like
It was like mental instability or something. I forget the exact name of it. And I also bought him a bunch of like points in wealth or whatever the stat was to be rich. And I remember going home and telling my dad about it and him saying, a rich person can never be crazy. That just doesn't even make any sense. And I just think that's the best, dude. That's about like the extent of my RPG conversations that I ever had with my dad. And so that character was awesome. He had a cool Lamborghini. And he went on, I think, one or two missions, but that's a really fun system.
Yeah. Do you remember anything about it? You remember what you remember being fun about it?
I
know it's been a long time.
I mean, seriously, it's been 35 years, probably. Like, I don't remember. We were playing mostly Rollmaster back then, and we'd come in with some Top Secret every now and then, but I don't really remember much about it. Did you ever play SI? I know you're a big fan of the original Top Secret.
I owned SI. I never played it.
Okay.
I got it, and I looked at it, and I was like, oh, this is too simple. This simplifies things too much. I don't like that. I like the original, because we've been playing the original. Nowadays, I think there's probably some interesting points to SI. It's been a while since I've looked at it. Okay. But it definitely probably deserves a relook, you know, with adult eyes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I have the two core books, at least, and one little, like, equipment supplement.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out sometime. And unfortunately, the Top Secret games, sadly, are one of these where the rights are, you know, you can't get them legally anymore. They're not in print, and they don't offer PDFs of them because of, you know, trademark, copyright, whatever. Who owns the rights is either in dispute, or whoever owns them won't let them out there. I don't want to point fingers, and I don't know the whole backstory to it. But the sad truth is, you just can't get them.
Yeah,
you know, short of going on the black market, right?
Right.
Which is kind of a shame, because they're neat games. Top Secret was maybe the first game to have a kind of meta currency in there. You know, it was definitely one of the first, if not the first game with meta currency, in the original with the fame and fortune points.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah, it is kind of a shame. But so, you know, what's not a shame is there are some awesome espionage movies out there.
There are.
And you had one in mind that you wanted to talk about, right?
I do. You asked me earlier what my favorite espionage spy movie is. Yep. And I thought about it for a second, but it didn't take too long. And I got to say, my favorite spy movie is 1985's Gotcha, starring Anthony Edwards and Linda Fiorentino. And directed by the director of Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah, definitely. Jeff Canoe. I'm probably saying his name wrong there, but
Canoe. We've actually talked about it a little bit before on your show, because it came up during the sports movie contest, where somebody mentioned that there weren't enough paintball gun movies, and I mentioned Gotcha. Because the premise is, if you don't know, Anthony Edwards is like a young college-age dude who can't get any girls, and that's all he wants. He's a virgin. He just wants to lose his virginity. And he's also into paintballing, but paintballing in like an urban environment with his friends. It's back in the early days of paintball. This is like 1985. Gotcha was an actual company. Do you remember them?
Vaguely. So the ones we had... Yeah, so Gotcha actually... So... Well, there's a video game for Nintendo from it. But I remember the old original paintball guns, where you had to, had a 10 round tube magazine with the paintballs in it, and you pushed like a thing in the back of it to, you know, to charge it each time. So you fire, and you had to push this thing in the back and fire it again. We had those, but. Yeah, Gotcha's in. So Jason Hobbs from Hobbs and Friends and Random Screed is the one they asked about the paintball stuff during the sports stuff. But
that's right.
Yeah. So we did paintball, just me and my friends. I never did it professionally. You know, we just ran around the woods and stuff and did it. But we did something kind of like it. So Steve Jackson Games had a game called Killer. And in Killer, they gave all these kind of rules where you go around and try to you know, assassinate each other and kill each other, right? And not for real, but it was meant to be played in real life places, in campuses and stuff. So you'd run around with dart guns or water guns or whatever.
Yeah, that's basically the premise of this movie.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So he goes, Anthony Edwards decides he's had enough with American women. He's going to France. He's going to get lucky in France. Mm-hmm. So he goes over to France and runs into a very mysterious woman with a rad, vaguely Eastern European accent, and awesomeness ensues. And it's just a rad Cold War spy comedy sex awesome movie. It's just fantastic.
Yeah, people definitely go check it out if you haven't seen it.
Young Anthony Edwards, he was awesome. Anthony Edwards doesn't get enough credit as far as I'm concerned. He's great.
And it's interesting because while he's been in things, he's mainly been a TV actor, you know, not only TV, but, you know, like you say, Revenge of the Nerds. He was in Revenge of the Nerds. He was in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, actually.
Yeah.
He was in Top Gun, actually, Goose. So if people don't know who Anthony Edwards is, he's Goose in Top Gun. Everybody knows.
From ER.
Right. Yeah. ER. Exactly. Yeah. ER is the TV show. Right. And he'd rather we not mention that he was in Pet Sematary too. But
Gotcha. It's just a really fun movie, man. I enjoy it. I actually watch the trailer before this talk just to remind myself. And I was just like, dude, I gotta watch this thing again. I gotta watch this whole movie again.
Yeah, well, Joe, I appreciate it. As you know, I'm just doing short talks with different people throughout the month when they're, you know, trying to do something a little bit different. I appreciate your participating, being the inaugural person on the mini me movie and game segment.
It's my pleasure and my honor, man. Thank you.
So I will talk to you soon. Take care of yourself.
See ya.
Okay, folks, that is it for the show. If you have any feedback, any thoughts, any comments, feel free to call in. If you remember Top Secret SI better than Joe and I do and want to talk about that game, then please reach out to me. I'll happily get you on the show to talk about it. I don't even know where my copy is anymore, to be honest. But all the ways to reach me are in the show notes. There are a bunch of ways to reach me. I love to get messages. If you just send me an email or message me on Discord, I'll read that on the air too. So reach out. I love feedback. And I appreciate everybody that called in today. I appreciate Joe for doing the interview. I really appreciate all you listeners for tuning in. I want to thank Ray Otis for the Coffee Cup clip art, TJ Drennan for all the wonderful music. And I just want to ask all of you to be excellent to each other.
Joke about your spouse, but the operator's screaming it's coming from inside the house. What's in the box? What's in the box? What's in the box? What's in the box? Well, the audience is pretty sure he took a pretty head, and the only question left is if I could shoot him dead. Bring on the gore, bring on the gore. Is a dice man in your moil is by a zipper, and I'm assuming that your partner back there in the wood chipper. Don't look away.